Parshas Vayakel and Mikudei. And again, it's a very deep, I think it's the deepest thing we've discussed so far. But hopefully Beis HaShemesh Baruch should come down clear. Hope you'll be able to write it. The pasuk says, we're going to discuss Vayakel and Mikudei. We're going to forget for a second, it's a leap year. And the first is we're going to try to makasha between the two parshas, why Taka most years the parshas come together. So Vayakel Moshe is Moshe gathering Klal Yisrael, and Parshas Pikudei is the sum total of all the making the mathematical calculations, the cheshbon, how much you have of everything. So what's the connection? What's the kesher between Parshas Vayakel and Parshas Pikudei? Bechlal, we have to understand. Start with Vayakel, then we'll come to the process to Kikashas and Pikudei. And Bechlal, understand what's this inyan of Vayakel Moshe's Koladas Bnei Yisrael? The gathering of the whole Bnei Yisrael together, it's an asifa of the whole Klal Yisrael together. What was the inyan? I mean, what was the mitzvah? And it's talking about Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos, you've given them already Bahasinai and the Parshas Kisiso. And now he's gathering them all together and giving them Mitzvah of Shabbos. What's the Pshat? What's the Pshat? And Rashi says, when was this? Rashi says, the Vayakel Moshe Lemochros Yom HaKippurim. It's Lemochros Yom HaKippurim. What's Taka the Inyan of Lemochros Yom HaKippurim? Also special. So I'll be Pshat, it's because they received the Besura, the Kapara, the Chet Egel. But Pnimius, why does this mitzvah of Shabbos that Moshe Rabbeinu is about to give Bahakel, why is this mitzvah dafka given on the Mochas Yom HaKippur? And then Bechlal, you have to understand why the mitzvah of Shabbos is given again. Harish mitzvah Shabbos is given as we just said a few times already. So why dafka Vayakel, the mitzvah of Shabbos, have to be given again? And then Bechlal, the te'elis of Parshas Vayakel, and also the same kasha goes for the te'elis of Parshas Bekudah, is also Shlichus Arachiyah. Vayakel Bekudah L'chor is not Mechadosh as anything. Every Kedi that's already mentioned in the earlier Parshas is mentioned over here. What's Vayakel Bekudah? Vayakel Bekudah is putting them all together, accumulating all of them. What's the Tzorech Bechlal for all this? Parshas Bekudah, or Vayakel Bekudah, is the Siyim of Sefer Shmois. We have to understand how what the kesha of Vayakel Bekudah is to the parsha of Shmois, Ve'ele Shmois Bnei Yisrael Avo Mitzrayim. Chalal parsha Bekudah, that seems such an unexciting parsha. It's a parsha that you can make Mekayim Shnei Mikra with a calculator. So what's the parsha Bekudah? How's that a sum up? Not just a sum up, but the climax. Shabbos Chazak. Parsha Bekudah is mamish the climax. Vayakel Bekudah, the whole state of Shmois. How? What's the pshat in that? And then the last kasha before we start the Tirutim, the last kasha is mamash on the last Rashi and the last pasuk. The last Rashi says, "Ki anan Hashem al Mishkan Yomam Eish Tia Laila Boi Leinin Kol Beis Yisrael B'chol Maseh." So what's the pshat in that? So Rashi says that be'emes the anan wasn't on the Mishkan b'shas he traveled. The anan was on the Mishkan b'shas chaniyah. And the pasuk says, "Ki anan Hashem al Mishkan Yomam Eish Tia Laila Boi Leinin Beis Yisrael B'chol Maseh." So Rashi mechadesh. The Rashi says, "B'chol Maseh Shayu Noisin." Hoyonon Shoichin Bemokem Ashayach Rushon. Mokem Chaniyosan Afu Kori Macho. Fishim Mokem Chaniya Chodru Benos. So what's the pshat? So he said, the Rashi says that the Be'etzan, even when they were Chaniya, even when they were resting, they were encamped, it's still called a Masa, it's still called a journey. So that is the climax of the whole Sefer Shmos. So how is that the whole climax of the whole Sefer Shmos? So these are all the kashas. In order to answer, we're going to go into a very deep yisod. I didn't want you to come in the middle of it. Yisod Adov is the following. The Ramban writes the Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer of the Ovois, and Sefer Shmois is the Sefer of the Bonim. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer of Klal Yisrael. He became Klal Yisrael, and this is Klal Yisrael's journey until the end of all time. Parshas Pikudei is Achar Sayom, as we'll see. In the same way as Parshas Bereishis Noyach Lech Lecha begins the Ovos Hakdosh, Parshas Vayechi is Achas Hayom Mitzad the Ovos, Sefer Shmois is the Sefer of Klal Yisrael. The beginning of Sefer Shmois is the beginning of Klal Yisrael, and the end of Sefer Shmois is the Achas Hayom of Klal Yisrael. Achas Hayom of Klal Yisrael. I have to see how Parshas Pikudei fits into the Achas Hayom and whole Arichas Shema. But when we look at Sefer Shmois, we see Sefer Shmois is a very it's a bumpy ride. Right, there's a Golas over here, a few parishes. Klal Yisrael go all the way up to Mamon HaSinai, and we drop all the way down again by the Chet Egel, we go all the way up again by the Mishkan. It's a shtickle bumpy ride, which is mamish typical of Bnei Yisrael's journey, Lo'erich Kol HaGolas. That's the Klal Yisrael is. Now, what's so special about the bumpy ride? What's so special about the bumpy ride is when you get to the Achar Sayom. When you get to the Achas Hayomim and you see the whole picture, you see, when you see the Tumana Klalit, which we'll see in the Achas Hayomim, and then you're zoicha to see something more, that you see how everything, also the ups and also the downs, also the aliyas and also the yiridus, everything was all the te'eles, everything was all the Ratzon Hashem. When you see the whole picture, then you understand everything. If you look at Protistik, Pasha Shmois is Lama Ariosa, Lama Zeh, right? So if you look at the Pasha's Kisiso, it's terrible. When you see the whole thing, when you see the whole thing, Klaliyistik, see the whole thing, oh, you thought we were learning now? When you see the whole thing, Klaliyistik, come on. You see the whole thing, you see how the Meister, everything is the Ratz, and everything is the Toiv, and everything is Gewaltig. It's a Pelas Kazach. Just to illustrate to you how this goes, then we'll go into the Oimek of it. The famous Gemara, famous Chazal about Rabbi Akiva. And the famous Chazal, Rabbi Akiva, they saw him being tortured to death. The Malachim said, Zutair, Zuschara. So the Eivishter says, Shtoik. And if you're not Shtoik, what's the Eivishter going to do? Machzeh Toil and the Toiv Avoyim. So everybody asks, Machzeh and Toiv Avoyim. Eivishter is trying to show muscles over here. What's the Machzeh and Toiv Avoyim? What type of answer is that to the Malachim? So I heard a long time ago, Vorot, Yingoman Tchelis Motcha a few years ago, it was Niftas. Somebody was Mechazik him. And he was very ill. He told me the vod. It's a peladik vod. He didn't know who it's from. The mamish recently, it was said b'shem of Shlomo Kluger. He says Mardi Chazach. He says Rabbi Adler, when you look at Rabbi Akiva's door, you see mamish a terrible tragedy. You see Zazach. Can't imagine. You can't understand. He says the Eivishter. There's a master plan to everything. There's a general picture to everything. And everything that happens is a piece in the puzzle. If you accept it, good. Otherwise, I'll have to show you. We'll go back to the beginning of all times. Destroy the world. Start from the beginning, and I'll show you the whole plan of Shitta Alfishnin of 6,000 years. I'll show you the whole plan piece by piece, piece by piece, and then you'll see the whole picture, and then you'll understand how everything was Latoyu. That's what the Eivishter answered Menachem. We'll discuss later, Mr. Shemwai, Dafri Rekiva, the whole story. But Lemaisa, you see here, Mordi Kisa, there's a plan of Shitta Alfishnin, 6,000 years. Shabbos is where you see the picture. 6,000 years, there's pieces in the puzzle. Puzzle complete when Shabbos Kodesh comes in. That's why Shabbos Kodesh is a time where we understand everything. It's Me'il Olam Haba, and so we understand the whole master plan. What does this mean to us in Avodas Hashem? Oh, so the pshat over here is what Chazal talk about the Inyan, the Stira. The Rambam talks about the Stira of Yediya and Bechira, right? And the Rambam says we can't understand this. The Rambam says we can't understand it. We can't understand it. Nevertheless, even though we can't understand it, there's still a chelik we have to take for our Avodas Hashem. Every Yid is a Baal Bechira, right? Every Nesayim, Toiv, Lerai, Boicha Betoiv, Boicha Lerai. But Lemaisa, the Svarim HaKadoshim say, listen carefully, the Svarim HaKadoshim say, they say that one day it's going to be Nisgala, when we see the big picture, we won't only understand the Aliyas and Yeridas of Klal Yisrael, we'll understand the Aliyas and Yeridas and all the struggles of every single Yid. I will understand that even when the Yid had a Yerida in the master plan, there was a Te'elis for it, and it was all the Ratzon Hashem. The Ramchal discusses it, and others discuss that even the Yeridas of a Yid, when you look at the general picture, there was after the Ratzon Hashem lived there as well, because nothing can happen in the world that is not Chelik of Ratzon Hashem. And the Nigla Chelik of that we understand is like the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael made the Yegel, the Horus Shuvah the Rabbim, David HaMelech was Choyte, the Horus Shuvah the Yochid. Episode to Elah comes out of even the Yeridas. So is that calling for trouble? Is that calling for us to do Chatoim? Chas v'shalom. We have to live with Bechira. The Yochid lives with Bechira. Every Nesoyin that he has is for him to be Boi Chatoim and Ra. But there's a Nechanami, there's a Yediya Klalis, there's a Tmuna Klalit. And Kechol that the Yid is Miskasher himself to this Tmuna Klalis, that's the Hamtok of the Dinim. When a Yid lives with a Yochid, then he's living with Bechira. And if he's Boicha Bera, he's calling for asking for trouble. But if a Yid is Miskasher himself to the general picture, to the Tmuna Klalit, where it's going to be Mizvara, that every Yid was a piece in a puzzle. And when his piece is together with everybody else's piece, and the Tzaddik wouldn't have been Shalem, were it not for this Yid who had struggles and he fell and he went up, this one went up, this one went down. And when he's Miskasher to the Tmuna Klalit, that's the Hamtok of Uladinim. In other words, that's the Pshat of Yidi and Bechira. A Yid is a Boicher. But nevertheless, he has a koyach, as soon as he gets that koyach from, he has a koyach to be miskasher himself to the idea. And when he's miskasher himself to the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu we know is the idea of klalit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that's going to happen, and the Eibishter sees everything b'skir achas, is then that's a hamtoka. Because then it's mizgale that even though he was boicha berado, that the elis to that as well. Shabbos Kodesh, for example, as we said before, is the tzmuna klalit. Kechola the Yid is miskasha to Shabbos Kodesh, he becomes from a yachid who's a boicher, he goes from bechir into yedia. And that's why the Gemara says, Kol Hashem is Shabbos Kolchosik. Hafilo oyevid avid zara kedar enosh, boichon la kol avonosu. Where's Shabbos Kodesh got this kapara of avid zara? A person's oyevid avid zara is ois yid. Hakim b'chav, the Teretz is Shabbos, you look at the whole plan. And just like the Egel, lahor is shuvah the rabbim, in the Yediyah there's a mokum for the Avodah Zorah as well. Shabbos is the Yediyah Klolis. Shabbos is the Yediyah Klolis, as you'll find it to Elis. So Shabbos is the Meridik of Matana. And the Emet you see, in practical terms, Shabbos is where all the whole Klal Yisrael comes together. If you ask somebody where he davens, right, so you're not asking where he davens Mincha on Tuesday. Because during the week, or in times of the Gemara, they didn't daven Betzibir Bechlal. Shabbos, where do you daven? Means where do you daven Shabbos? Shabbos is the time all the Yidin come together. Shabbos is the Zman of his Asr. The only place in the world where even the Shabbos people don't have a tzibur is Yerushalayim. Nobody don't go out because Yerushalayim is Kiyer Shechubra, La Yachto. Yerushalayim has its own school to be Ma'achas Klal Yisrael together. But everywhere outside Yerushalayim, everybody's got their Kehillah. What's a Kehillah? It's Aswa, it's a Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses means where a Yid goes from the Darga being a Boicha and he's Miskasha to the Yediyah. From the Bechir is Miskasha to the Yediyah. And then it's Shakti Yimam Kuzas Adinim.
As
a yachid, he's a boicher, and if he's boicher b'toyev schar, boicher b'ra oynish. Why? Because it's ra. If you look at just this ma'isavera that calls for an oynish. However, when you miskasha to the tmuna klolis, so then every yirid of a yid, when you look at it biyachad and called klal yisrael in the shif al fishnin, there was a ta'elet for that.
That's what yidia means, meaning yidia. Like,
yeah, because yidia. Why is there a steer between yidia and bechir? Because everyone knows everything that's going to happen. He has the whole picture in front of him. If he has the whole picture in front of him at this point, so then I don't have Bechir. So that's the kasha of Yediyah and Bechir. So Yediyah means that everybody should see everything together. It's everything together, so then I haven't got Bechir. Teretz says, you are the Yachid after what Bechir. But we have a Koyach to be Ma'achid with the Yediyah. And Shabbat Kodesh is one of those Koyaches, because Shabbat Kodesh is after the Shita Al Tishini. So Shabbat Kodesh is a Tumun HaKlan. So let me be clear, you shouldn't understand it at this point. Too well. So we're going to go through it clear. Have a Chumash Bereishis. The pasuk says at the end of Bereishis, the parsha of Vayechi, which is the parsha of Vayechi Achas Shkoyach, the parsha of Achas Hayomim. The pasuk says there, Yaakovina called the children together, and it says, Hey Osvu, Vagidu Lachem Et Asher Yikre Etzchem Achas Hayomim. So what does it mean? And then Chazal say that the Bikish Legalis is cake, and the Stalka is Shechinach to Mimet. We know when Tzadikim, when they try to do something, there's no such thing as them being poiled in vain. So what was this whole purpose of this? Hey, Osu V'agid El Chemes Yishkei. But with words we're saying now, this is Pshat in the Pasuk. Yaakovin was telling his sons, Hey, Osu, gather together. Be all to Eden together. V'agid El Chem. Agid is a Lashon Lulav Tzorach Eged. We'll discuss it after, Mr. Shem. Agid elachem, tie those together because that's Asher Yikra, b'achas ayomim. Because that's what's going to happen, b'achas ayomim. When the achas ayomim, there's going to be a bechinim of he'osvu, agid elachem. There's going to be a bechinim of the whole Klal Yisrael, all going to be together. And it's going to be nizgala that each yid was a piece in the puzzle of he'osvu, of everybody together. And when that's chal, that's the hamtokas adinim. Afterwards, Yaakov starts telling them off, Uwa, Ruvain, Pachas Kamayim al Toysa, Shimon Malevi, Klei Chomus Mecher Aseyem, Besoydem al Tovoy Kvoidis, Maisav Koyrach. Afterwards, he starts going through a list of all the Yeridus of Klal Yisrael. Oh, but before that, he puts them together. And he says, Hey, Asvu Vagid Elachem. Yaakov gives us an Asin of Koyach to be Mischaber together with the Tumun HaKlalis. To be Mischaber with a picture of the whole Klal Yisrael together. And then he can start talking about Pachas Kamayim al Toysa. Then he can rebuke them. Just to rebuke them as Bali Bechira without the idea, he's Chas V'Shalom being Mekatrik. Yaakovina wants to bench his kid. Not for care, Chas V'Shalom. First he says, he asks for Begida. First he brings them into it. He gives it, and it's an Asinus Koyach to connect to the Achas Hayomim. Once we connect to the Achas Hayomim, he wants to tell them. He wants to give them the idea. I'm going to stalk him in. No. Come to Achas Hayomim. Till then, there's still a stira between Bechir and Yediyah. He wants to be Miyashiv that stira. He coming of Yashem. But what he did do was in the Sinus Koyach. And that's why Yaakov even is Shabbos. Shabbos is also Sonic al Hashem, Vachalticha, Nachlas, Yaakov, Vicha. Why is Yaakov Shabbos? Because Yaakov is at the Bechina. Yaakov is in the Sinus Koyach to connect to the Tmun HaKlaris, to connect to the Bechina of Shabbos, to connect to the Bechina of Achzor Yomim, and there lies the Hamtaka. That's Yaakov Avinu. See there, we understand that Mamish is a Mordika way the chiluk between Yaakov and Esav. Esav is the Sultan, Esav is the Mekatrik. What's Esav doing? Esav tries to make us stay, remain Yechidim. Yeshnoi Am Echad, what does Haman say? Mizara Esav. Yeshnoi Am Echad, Mefuzim Mefarad, we have to chaparayim. The Mefuzim Mefarad ben Amim. When the Mefuzim Mefarad in Gaul has been Amim, then their din is the din of a Yochid. If their din is the din of a Yochid, and the Nenim is the Dosh Shlach HaShverosh, is Lenishtayim, it's Misanenshin Yisrael, Chasushon, Masorah, the Pod. Esav tries to keep us as Yechidim. Because when he keeps us as Yechidim, then he can be Mekatrik. Yaakov pushes us into Shabbos. Yaakov pushes us into the Achas Yomim. When we're not Yechidim. And there there's the Hamtokah. There's the Hamtokah of the Dinim. That's the two brothers. Esav tries to stop us from getting into Shabbos. Esav tries to stop us from being Heosav Vagidrach. Who killed Esav? Who chopped his head off?
Don.
Who was Don? He was the Ma'asev. What does the Pasuk say? He was Ma'asev L'chol HaMachnas. What did Don do? Don used to push the stragglers who were falling behind. What does that mean? And why? Because who had shlita over them? Amalek. It says that Amalek had shlita of those who are outside, stragglers who are outside the Nana Kobad. And then Amalek can have a shlita. Amalek has no shlita on the Heosu. Amalek only has shlita on the stragglers. Don? Don is Ma'asev L'chol HaMachnas. Don is Koyvish Esav. Because he puts all those Yidden back into the Heosu. And therefore, Chushim and Don, he was Noikim Amalek. But who was Tifer? Who's the Tifer of? Who we know that Mashiach? Okay, I've just said it. Mashiach ben Yosef, he's the one who's going to wipe out, right? Ein Zara shall Esav Noifil Ela Bezayat Zara shall Yosef. Which day of the week corresponds to Yosef? Sixth Midah, Chesed Gvur Tzvet Netzach Hayisoid. Yosef is Erev Shabbos, right? That's what he said. Yosef is the Mishnah Lamelach. Mishnah Lamelach is Shishah Sidra Mishnah. 6 days of the week, it's connected to Shishah Sidra Mishnah, that's Mishnah, Yosef is the Mishnah and Melech, it's Midas HaYisod. What's the Midas HaYisod? Midas HaYisod is the Midah that's Ma'achid everybody together. What's the Midah of Yisod? And Pnimi Zatoyer, Kichol Vashamayim Ba'oretz, it's the Targum, the Ochid Shemayim Ari. What does Yosef HaTzadi do? Yosef HaTzadi is the Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos Yechub Shabbos. The Pasuk says so in the case, Utvoyach Tovach Va'ochein, Mikan Chazal Darshan Shi Yosef Shomai Asa Shabbos. Why? Because he was busy, Utvoyach Tovach Va'ochein, that's how he learned out Mahoya Be'em HaShishi Ve'echinu. Yosef HaTzadik is the Friday one. What's he doing? Yosef HaTzadik, he's the Midas Yesoid, Midas is Ma'achid, he's pushing all the Eden into Shabbos. So the Melchama of Yosef with Esav is the Melchama of Friday. Esav's trying to stop the Eden of going into Shabbos. If you keep the Eden in the week, then you're keeping them as Yechidim. If you're keeping them as Yechidim, then they are Bechira. If you're keeping them as Bechira, then the Satan can be Mekatrik. Yosef is pushing them into Shabbos. And that's the Mecham. In other words, Yosef is Mashiach ben Yosef. He's standing at the end, oh, Erev Achris Ayomim, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and he's trying to push the Eden in. Esav, that's the Mecham between Esav and Achris Ayomim, between Esav, to Mashiach ben Yosef and Goyim Malik. Who's going to be in Aseach? Yosef is going to push everybody into Shabbos. Into Shabbos? Shabbos will be understand everything. If Yosef is Friday, who's Shabbos? Shabbos is Malchus. Who's Malchus? David HaMelech. What's the Sefer Tehillim? Sefer Tehillim is the story of the whole history of Klal Yisrael. All the Aliyahs and all the readers. David was the Neufel, the story of Bathsheba. What's the last parak in Tehillim? Hallelujah, B'nevel, L'chinah, B'sefer Mochel, all the musical instruments, the high notes and the low notes, everything together, the Aliyahs and the readers. And on Shabbos, everything is Kol HaNashama Tal Al-Ko. You get a Neshama Yisera, and then it's Kol HaNashama Tal Al-Ko. And then we see how everything, all the Aliyahs and the readers, the whole story of Shif Al-Fishnin, plays bursts into one beautiful orchestra. Otherwise, what's the Tehillim of God HaMelech giving us music lessons of Nevel, L'chinah, B'sefer Mochel, all the different instruments? There it is, an orchestra has high notes and low notes. Together, it's an orchestra. That's Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech is Shabbos. Shabbos is Malchus. Malchus is when you see the whole Tmuna together. You see the whole Tmuna together, and even the Yeridas are beautiful. Even the low key, even the low notes of an orchestra are also beautiful. You can't have an orchestra of you got to have high notes, you got to have low notes. That's Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech is Shabbos. Shabbos, you see how all the Yeridas and all the Aliyahs together. That's the last Hallelujah. Yosef is Friday, Dovid is Shabbos. Yosef, Esav tries to stop the Eden getting into Shabbos. And that's when Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be Menatzeach, and that's when all the Yidden are going into Shabbos. Racham Yanchelene Yom Shekol Shabbos, and that's the Hamtok. Oh, Bemis it goes even deeper than that. Pasuk says in Balak, Reish is going Amalek, Achris is the Yovet. Hare, the Achris is where we see the Tmona Klolis. Achris is where we see the Yediyah. When you see the Yediyah, when Klal Yisrael in a Matzav of the Osvu, Esa Shikra Be'echsen Achsre Yomim, so then Esa is going to Shlita, because Esa is not there in Achsre Yomim. Achrisa Yadei Oibet. So Esa is only got a Shlita when Klal Yisrael is Yichidit. As soon as we go into the Achris, when there's a Hey Otzlu Vagida Esa Shif Achsre Yomim, so he has no Shlita, but his whole Shlita is to keep us as Yichidit. As soon as we're not Yichidim anymore, as soon as there's a whole Tmon of Klal is, so he's got no Shlita anymore. So therefore that's why he's trying to stop us getting into Shabbos. As soon as we get into Shabbos, he's got no Shlita, then we do away with him. That's the whole Nechama between Yaakov and Esau. And it's the politics of Zach. Because you see, what's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? What does the Mishnah say in Rosh Hashanah? Kol boi oylam, oivrim, kibnei marim. What's kibnei marim? One by one? Wah, we're in trouble. The Chosin has the koyach to be mekatrik. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah, you've got to make all different types of tachbuloi, kidei la'arba v'sasotan, tki is the meyushuv, tki is the me'umut, kidei la'valvel, to be ma'arab, why? Because the sotan got a more deep shlita on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. Why is it Yom Adin? Because kol by oilem, oivim olav kibnei marim. When it's a one by one, Esav, the sotan, has a shlita, it's scary. What's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? Yom Kippur, we know that Hasatan is Gematria 364. Says the Gemara, why? Because he hasn't got a Shlita. Which day of the year doesn't he have a Shlita? Yom Kippur. What's Yom Kippur called? Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. Shabbosoin. Yom Kippur is a double dose. It's just Kula Olam Haba. So Reb Tzadik has all the Arichas by those Sugis in the last paragraph of Yom Kippur, the Mon, all the Macholim, of Bechinas Ein Boi La'achila La'ishtia, Bechinas Olam Haba. Yom Kippur is Kula Olam Haba. Yom Kippur is Kula Olam Haba. More Olam Haba than Shabbos. Shabbos we eat. Yom Haba is Ein Boi La'achila La'ishtia. That's Yom Kippur. Ein Boi La'achila La'ishtia. So, Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbosin. Shabbos Shabbosin, the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kedoshim. What did he find in the Kodesh Kedoshim? He found Yediyah. He found the Tmuna Klalis. He found Olam Haba. He found Hey Osu Vagida. He found Osu Vagida. That's the Amtoka. That's the Kapor of Klal Yisrael. Fi Rebbe, Yom Kippur, Mitzum Shliyam Mechaper, even without Tshuva. How can he Tzum Shliyam Mechaper without Tshuva? Tshuva erases the Chet. How can he be Mechaper? The Chet's still there. The Torah says when you see the Chet in the Achas Hayomim, you see the Teyalet, you see the Tikkun of the Chet. You don't see the erasing of the Chet. Kolzman was dealing with the Rosh Hashanah Dika Inyan, so then you're dealing with the Yochid, and he was Boich HaBera, so you have to erase the Chet, otherwise you're in trouble. However, when you're dealing with Yom Kippur, the Tmuna Klalis, where even the Chet, even the Chet of Dov HaMelech, was Hoyre Tshuva the Yochid, it was the Te'elet for even the Chet, it was the Te'elet for even the Chet, so it's Tzum HaShaliyah, that's Mechap. So the Chayr in Yom Kippur, there's no Mokim for Esau. And that's why we throw him out. You have a Sol Hashem, you have a Sol HaZazel. So the Medrash Rabbah, Sol Hashem is Yaakov, Sol HaZazel is Esav. Esav, Yom Kippur, what are you doing here? Get out of here. I mean, that's exactly what we do. Get out of here. You've got no kiyum today. Today is Achris HaYomim. Achris HaYomim. Today we're all a cloud. Today is the Tmuna Klalis. And the Pesach of the Gemara says, the Enuma, that they used to scream at the Ish Itti, they used to scream at him, get out, to let him build the Kevesh. It was dangerous for him, because the one who was taking the Sol HaZazel out, people that bubbly him, used to shout at him. He used to shout, he said, get out already. Get out of here. You're not here, Bechlal. Achris HaYomim, the chutzpah for you to show your face. Achris HaYomim. You take the Sol HaZazel, and you throw him out. Who's the Sol Hashem? Yaakovin, and all that's left is Yaakov. Then Yom Kippur is Megala that he also Agidel Chem as Hashiik Reeschem Barchus Hayom. That's Nizgala Yom Kippur. When that's Nizgala Yom Kippur, so then that's the defeat of Esau. Then we go into Shabbos. Then we go into the Bechina of Shabbos Shabbos. That's a chiluk between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Tzadikim nechtamim la'altan Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because they live their lives seeing the Tmuna Klalis. They live their lives all the time. Like Yaakovinu Tmuna Klalis. Taka the Gemara says on the Mishnah there of Kol Boy Oyim Oyimim Kedem Marim. So the Gemara also b'skira achas. What's pshat skira achas? For those who are zoicha, who live their lives b'skira achas, like the Yaakov Avinu, is there zoicha already tzadikim and chtamim li'alta? So that skira achas, which happens for the hamoyin am on Yom Kippur, for the tzadikim and chtamim li'alta, happens already on Rosh Hashanah. But for everybody else, it's oivim kibini morin. You're boicha b'toiv, you're boicha b'rad, it's din b'cheshbon on everything that happens. So Mamela, we can turn to Parshas to Sefer Shmos, understand what's going on over here. Beginning of Shmos, Taka begins for Eilu Shmos ben Yisrael Abba Mitzrayimov, Eiz Yaakov Ishu Beisai Bo. And then you have Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, says all the Shvot. So Rashi already asks, Havu Bishamana B'chayen B'Shmosam Chodem Mon Amona B'Misosam Lo'idiyah Chibosan Shenim Shulu L'Kechovim. His Nizgala, the Klal Yisrael, is Nimshala Kechovim. Shemoitzion or Machnison b'mispar. ובשמויסם שניהם המויצי במספת צבום לכולם בשם יקרו. So what's Rashi saying? In Sefer Shmoyis is gala the klal Yisrael is nimshel kachavim. What is the kachavim? Chavim is chulam b'shem yikru. And what are they called? They're called a mispat tzvom. They're called an army. Hare in stars you have a ma'adim. It's dumb. And you have other stars, noidas. And you've got all different machines of kachavim. Each one on its own. Is ma'adim is dangerous. This one is a good one. This one is a bad one. Oh, but there is tzvom. There's an army. What's special about an army? An army works all together. An army that doesn't work, the whole musud of an army is that there's coordination. If the Air Force doesn't know where to bomb, and doesn't know how to back up the troops that are on the foot, and they don't know where to parachute, and the Navy doesn't know where to torpedo, they all kill each other. An army goes with absolute precision, absolute seder. Each one on its own as a yachid, you see the guy defeating, oh, who's going to defend us back at home? You got defenders back at home, hey, who's going to fight the war for us? You need to sort everything is... An army is a hiskalus of all the koichas together, and then you see how all the koichas together, inside the defense, inside the attack, inside the tanks, inside this, everything together, only when it's together, is Sefer Shmoyis. That's the same b'china with the stars, and that's the same b'china with Klal Yisrael. This is Hakdama to Sefer Shmoyis. Every yachid, every member of Klal Yisrael is a star. Every yachid is a koicha. Koicha of ma'adim? Sounds like a chesaron. But it's the mitzvah, it's again a Klal Yisrael is like a tzava. Klal Yisrael is like a tzava means that everybody, we need everyone as a piece in the puzzle. And when the whole Klal Yisrael is together, then they call an army, then they call the army of Tzvam. That's the beginning of going down into Golos. That's the beginning of by Moros Chayim, by Avodah Kosher. The first apostle is Kiveya, the Klal Yisrael, that every Yid is a Koichov. And the whole mitzvah klali of Klal Yisrael is a tzava. And Yovah Hayom, and it's going to be in his gala, we'll see the whole army, how each member of Klal Yisrael, one was in the defense, in the Ruchnias, one was in the attack, and one was in the parachute. Each different Yid, with all everything he goes through, even the Madim, even the bad stars, even the Yid, who l'chayr looks like a Yoyred and a Neufel, they'll be in his gala that he was also all part of the army. And after this Hakdama, we can go down into Golos Mitzrayim. And that was the whole Amtaka that Moshe Rabbeinu said after the Chet HaEgel. What did he say? Zachor Shin Shpata La Zen Kachoich V'Hashemayim Leroi. He told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you yourself said that Klal Yisrael are Kechovim. So Kechovim also has Ma'adim, Kechovim also have such type of stars. But nevertheless, as Kechovim, as a Mizpah, as an organization together, is that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was. He compared them to stars, they must have an Amtaka. And that's how the Avodah Zohar had the Amtaka. And Mela, the end of Pashas, Sefer Shmoyis, we talk it comes to Vayakal Bikudei. Pel Dikazach. Pasuk says Vayakal Moshe. We said Vayakal Bikudei Keneged Achas Hayomim. The end. The Parshas of Chazak. The end of Shmoyis. What happens at the end? Achas Hayomim. There's his Asvav Agidulachem. What's the Asvav Agidulachem? That's Pashas Vayakal. Vayakal Moshe. Call Adas Bnei Yisrael. He gathers together. Call Adas Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, when was that? That was the Mochras Yom Kippurim. Why the Mochas Yom Kippurim? Havada, Yom Kippurim put us all together. If there was a Chet HaEgel, then we have to be done like Yechidim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, be done like Kechovim. So he came down, Dafkan Yom Kippur, was Mechapa the Chet HaEgel. He came down with the Luchas Shnias in Yom Kippur, and the Mochas Yom Kippurim, Klal Yisrael, are mamish one gush. They mamish an Achris HaYom Dekah. They complete his Asvav HaGidelachem, which manifests itself by Yachal Moshe, Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, Vayom Alim. Dafkan the Mochas Yom Kippurim. What comes straight after Yom Kippurim? Sukkot. What's the whole vote of Sukkot? Call Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkah Achaz. Who is this B'nai Yisrael? Look at the Lulav. Lulav Tzach Eged. Hey, also Vagide Lechem. Who is this Eged of the Lulav? There's the Ein Boi Tam and Yesh Boi Reach and Yesh Boi Reach and Ein Boi Tam. V'Av Tiri Kach Yigon HaRobash. Ein Boi Tam and Ein Boi Reach. What are you doing here? Teretz is Lulav Tzach Eged. After Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is the Achris Hayomim. Ooh, but the Achris Hayomim is going to be in his Galad what? That even the Ein Boi Tam Ein Boi Reach is a necessary ingredient in Klal Yisrael. He's also a piece in the puzzle. Harry, that's the whole vat of Yom Kippur. What was Yom Kippur? He took Torah into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Who's he taking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Chelbana. Who's the Chelbana? The Poshe Yisrael, says Rashi. Poshe Yisrael. What's the Poshe Yisrael? Mamish, the terrible Eden. Oh, but when he's together with all the other 10 Samim on him, then you can take him into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's the Mokum of Yedias Hashem. That's the Mokum of the Tmuna Klolis, where even the Poshe Yisrael had his Chelak, and that's the Hamtokat Adim. So that's what Yom Kippurim does. And made it straight after Yom Kippurim, you have Sukkot. That's the Kol Ezrach Yisrael, the Yeshua B'Sukkah Achas. Same way as the Chelbana goes in Yom Kippurim, the Arava goes into the Lulav. Lulav Tzorach Eger. That's the whole Amtok over here. So Meila, therefore, that's why Lemochot Yom Kippurim, Moshe Rabbeinu came, Moshe Rabbeinu come down, Moshe Rabbeinu says that we had a kapara for the Egel, because this, if you keep to this structure of the He'osu V'agidulachem, to the Yakal Moshe's Kolad Aspenei Yisrael, then there's a Hamtaka even for a Chet like Avodah Zarah. How do you keep to that? How do you keep to such a thing, even though we're not there yet in the Achas Hayomim? So the next pasuk, Sheshes Yomim Taaseh Melacha B'Yom Hashviyi Lachem Kodesh. Havada, the Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is when you go into the Achas Hayomim. Shabbos Kodesh is when all the Yidin come together. They also vagid lachem. So therefore, he says, if you keep Shabbos Kodesh and you keep all these days that are Moira and Achas Hayomim, coming from yesterday Yom Kippur to Shabbos Kodesh, to Sukkot, to all these Nyonim that all Klal Yisrael come together, yeah, that's how you can be dovah to the Achas Hayomim. That was the whole Mishkan. That's why the Mishkan was. What was the Mishkan? Mishkan was, took all the Yidden with all their ups and all their downs, and they brought them to the Pundek Echot. Hari, who came to the Mishkan? Meruvin came to the Mishkan with a Korban Chatos. He was Michal Shabbos B'Shevik. Shimon comes with Hashem Gedeles, Hashem Ilus, Hashem Shivcha Charufa, Shivcha Rucha, and Nechrefes Leish. They're coming. The other one's coming with a Korban Oila. The other one's coming. All the different types of Klal Yisrael are coming. And on the same as Beach, you put the Chatos and the Yashem and the Oila and the Shlomim. The whole, all the ups and downs of Klal Yisrael coming all together, and that's the key of Klal Yisrael in the Shita Al-Fishnin. And therefore, the Mishkan was connected in the 6 days of the week. The Lamatas Melachas, which you mustn't do on Shabbos, which compared to all the Melachas, we learn after the Mishkan. The Mishkan is connected the weekdays. The weekdays is the Chelek, where Klal Yisrael are facing this Yonis, they're having the ups and downs, having their Chatos and their Shomois. I will bring it to the Mishkan. And when you, why? Because this one's coming with his avoid. This one's coming. He's coming with his yiridus, and he's coming with his aliyah. And the Mishkan is a mokum where all these avoidus, all the aliyahs and yiridus met bepundik echad in one mokum. It is asvus, and that's generating even during the shit alfishnein. It's generating a koyach of its achdus, a koyach of the asvu vagidulachem. Then you go into the Kodesh Kodashim, there already you're into the Achas Hayomim. The innermost part of the Mishkan is Taka the Achas Hayomim already. That's only for Yom Kippur, which is Kulei Shabbat Shabbos. But the rest of the Mishkan is putting in all our avoiders. It's an accumulation, that's what it is. It's an accumulation of all the Yidin, of all the Yechidim, and all those who are Boicha B'Toyim and Boicha B'Ra. And there, when you see the whole Tumun of Klolis, that's Aaron HaKoyen, who's Oyv Shalom V'Roid of Shalom. He was an Oyv Shalom V'Roidah. You can't be a Kohen if you're not Oyv Shalom V'Roidah Shalom. Because the whole Pachlis of the Mishkan was seeing the Tumun HaKlolis. We always discuss that who is the Gilgal of Yaakov Avinu? Somebody with the same letters to his name? Rabbi Akiva, right? And Rabbi Akiva, just like Yaakov Avinu was He'osu V'Agida, Bikish Legalis, he lived with a Klolis sticker picture. How we know Rabbi Akiva also lived with a Klolis sticker picture? How do we know? Because he laughed when he saw the Chorban Bais HaMikdash. Why? Because if you see the Tumun HaKlolis, you see the Maila, you see that there had to be a Chorban Bais Sheini in order to lay the foundation for the Chorban Bais Shlishi. It's only good, it's all positive, it's all fakert. So Rabbi Akiva, somebody who sees the Tumun HaKlolis, because he comes from Yaakov Avinu, the Gilgul Nisham of Yaakov Avinu, of the He'asu V'Agida Lachem. So who is the Baal Memor of after Yaakov Kamoicha? Rabbi Akiva. If you see the Tumun HaKlolis, you have to love every Yid. You have to see the Tumun HaKlolis, and that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Kol Yoma, you see Mitzdar. Everything is good for Rabbi Akiva because he sees everything in the right context. He sees everything in the right context. Therefore, that's after Yaakov Kamoicha. His Talmidim should have known better, should have known Gokovit Zelozeh. Because he is the man who sees the Tumun HaKlolis just like Yaakov Avinu sees the Tumun HaKlolis. Whoever, any person has a Moedik Avas Yisrael, he sees the Tumun HaKlolis. Tzadik Ador always has a Moedik Avas Yisrael. Why? Because he sees the Tumun HaKlolis. The Kohen Gadol has to be a Kohen, has to be Oyv Shalom V'Roid of Shalom. You're in the Beis Hamikdash. This guy's coming with a Chatos. You've got to be Megala him that his sin, his Chet, which is bringing the Korom Chatos and the Tzmona Klalis, is Fakeret, is Gor Tikkun. And that's the whole Koyach of the Mishkan. And the Ikki Yeniko comes from the Kodesh Kedoshim, which where Mamish there, you're Mamish there. In the Kodesh Kedoshim, you can Mamish see clearly the whole picture. That's the whole Mishkan. That's what's going on over here in Parshas Vayakas. The Machos Yom HaKippurim, when Klal Yisrael is still in the Osva V'Agidu Lachem, the Ebishter says, Sheshes Yom Tasa, Melocha V'Yom HaShvi, Yilachem Kodesh. And then, says Rashi, the Zahava Min, and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, is Zaych HaShabbos, Kamashalon, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, is not Zaych HaShabbos, Mikora Mikasova, the Besoiv Mikasova. The Teret says, that's good for this, the same Minyan. The Mishkan is doing this accumulation, putting everybody's avoiders together, Sheshes Yom HaKoil, and then you come to Shabbos. There's one in you. So Havamina was Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Zeicher Shabbos. Kamash Pala, no, Shabbos is Hecher. Shabbos is Bepoel. Shabbos is Bepoel. Seeing the Tumun HaKlolis. Shabbos is Bepoel, Hei Otsu. Shabbos is Yaakov. Hachalticha Nachas Yaakov Avicha. The Mishkan is all a Hachana for Shabbos. It's accumulating everything. So what's the Shoyer Shepashis HaYaakov? HaMikudei was one of the first questions we asked today. How does this a climax to Sefer Shmois? Teretz is very poshut. What is Vayakov? Gathering everything together. What's Pikudei? taking out your calculator and making the sum total. Ah, sum total. That's takadachas hayom. That's taka the climax. You're bringing everybody's avoiders together. So vayakel is vayakel is nager to the isachdus of vayakel Moshe is kaladas ben Yisrael. Pekudei is the sum total of the Mishkan. Mishkan meaning the sum total of all the Yidden and all the Korbanos and everything that comes forth there. And then when you put everything together, you suddenly break into a tmuna klal. Suddenly everybody sees his piece in the puzzle, and he sees that if without his Yiridus they wouldn't have been that piece in the puzzle. And therefore that's no good. That's Pasha Zeyachal. That's how Yaakov, the Yaakov, they put this taka moedek climax. Because it brings all the Yiridus into the tmuna klal. And that's going to be the Amtaka, and that's how all the Yidin are going to have a kapar. Explains us another moedek azach. Now the Yid is Mechal Shabbos Beferhesia, right? It's Oiz Yid, it's Chadin of a Goy, Mishnah Bura, and Abdom at Chelik Gimel, it's Marech on the Enyan. The Kedushas thing, every Yid, why do you become a Goy? The Terence is, because the whole limit Schus and the Yid is only the Shabbos. You're a Yid, come to Shabbos, you can see yourself in the Tmuna Klalis. If you're mighty yourself in the Tmuna Klalis, then you're Achrisa Adi Oive. Then you have a Din of a Goy. Shabbos is where even the Yiridus come together, but if you oike yourself from Shabbos, then you're Achrisa Adi Oive. And made of that we can understand the last Rashi in Pekudei and the last Pasuk in Pekudei, where Rashi asks the Kasha, and we have done, and we said, how's that the climax of the whole Sefer Shmos? The Teretz is Parshat. What was the Kasha? The Kasha is the Pasuk says that when is the Anan Hashem? The Anan Hashem is Anan Hashem ala Mishkan. Ala Mishkan Yomom Eishi Bilayi Deinu Kol Yisrael B'chol Masei. Rashi asks, no, by Masei there's no Anan Mishkan. So Rashi comes to the Chiddush that the Chaniyot is the Masor, is part of the journey. So we know all the masas in the Mishka and in the Midbar were connected. All the masas, the membeis masas, is connected the Shem membeis, which is the whole aliyah of all the avodas of Klal Yisrael, the memeshach kol yemei agolus. So the masas in the Mishnah, the masas, the journey of Klal Yisrael coming through to the end, coming through to the destination. What's a chaniya? The journey stops. The journey stops corresponds to a tkufa where we're not journeying, we're not going so fast, we're not heading for our destination so good, so well. Well, we stop in our tracks, we stop in our avodah. That's a bechana v'chaniya. What's the pasuk megalatas over here at the end of the thing? That even the chaniya is called the chol maseyeh. That's the end of Rashi, because it's going to be in his galat, just like a person goes on his journey. Staying in a hotel is part of the journey. Like Rashi says in Sukkah, the hoylech bar mitzvah is pot min asukkah. Says Rashi, afilu b'shas chaniyotan. It's also part of the journey. Even when you have to stop, Harry, you're not journeying. It's a yirida and you're a nesiyah. When you have to stop, you're not moving. Chavada, you're moving. It's all part of the journey. When we get there, when we get to Vayakal Bikudei, it's going to be in this gala that even the Chaniyah was all part of the Masor. That's mamish the climax of Sefer Shmos. And that's the whole story of Purim. What's the whole story of Purim, we said? Haman is Makatrik. Yeshna Amechad Mefuzim Mefarid Bin Amen. What's Mefuzim Mefarid? Be Danim as Yechidim. Says the Medrash, Haman was trying to stop building the Beis HaMikdash. The Targum Sheni says, Achad Ramele Gidla Melech Achshuresh is Haman. He stopped the building because the Beis HaMikdash is Fakert. He's when all the Yechidim come together when we switch from Bechira to Yediyah. Haman's trying to stop this. He wants us to be Chal as Mefuzim Mefarid, because then he can be Makatrik against us. He wants the Rosh Hashanah. He's trying to be Oikim Yom Kippur. So what happened? What does Esther say? Leich knois is kol ha-Yehudim. Bring all the Yidin to the Beis HaKnesses. Bring all the Yidin to the Pundik Echa, to the Beis HaKnesses, which is connected to the Mishkan. And there you'll see that even the Nenim says also Shlach HaShverish. Even the Shtachavah to the Tzelem and Vuchadetzah. And so even all these Averis, when they come together, and then you see the Tikkun HaKlali. When you see the Tikkun HaKlali, that's the Mechias HaMolek. And then what's the Mitzvah of Purim? Ashlachmonos, Ishlerei Eyu, Matanis Levyoinim, Kolaposhet Yad Noisnin Loi, Kishmak, Yid Not Together, We Tanz Together. And it says that whatever your behavior is on Purim, it's cool, it's all good, it's all Givaltik. If you rip somebody's clothes, you're potter. Why? Because everything's Givaltik. On Purim, everything's Givaltik. Why? I lying there drunk in this. About this Givaltik. Why? Because that's Purim. Purim is where it's in this galah, where all the Eden are together. Through the key in Mitzvah Sayyim, of Matonis Levyonim, of Shlachmonis Ishlerei, where Marba Ava the Reyes, Rabba can get up and Shech Rib Zera. You're not responsible for anything. Because in Achaz Ayomim, you can only do things with Ta'elis. Everything you do is with Ta'elis. And that's the Purim. And that's Mamish the Bechira. Yom HaKippurim. Kippurim. Why is Yom HaKippurim Kippurim? It says Arichas. That's the Mochad Yom HaKippurim. That's Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is Kippurim. Purim is the Mardik is Galus of the Hepach of Mefuzim Mefayrod. Mefuzim Mefayrod is the Rosh Hashanah Dik Anhoga. Yom Kippur Dik Anhoga is a his. And that's the mitzvah, that's the mechias amalek. And the Rachman Yizakeinim, Shbizoichem et Hashem, Shbizoichem taka to an emesika mechias amalek, Shbizoichem to an emesika purim, Shbizoichem all Klal Yisrael should see the milest one in the other, and taka et hachoydesh of seeing the milest one in the other, the Avos Yisrael, the Rebbe Kiva de Kamidus, the Yaakov bin Amidus, the Yosef Agidu Lachem, and Shbizoichem taka to the Tkufa where we'll see the Tmuna Klalis, and we'll see that everything that we went through throughout the Shisa Al Fishni and everything that we went through in this Golas, see all the Torahs, and we bezoich to say oitcha Hashem ki anafta bi, and we bezoich to say oitcha ki anisani, and we bezoich to say that thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki anisani for even one pshat for afflicting us. I understand that all the nesyonos and all the struggles that each and every one of us went through, la'orech kol ha'golus, everything we went through, we should be able to see every person goes through his nesyonos in life, how Klal Yisrael go through nesyonos in life, and it's a moedik azach to be able to go in. That's the oinik of Shabbos, and Shabbos is bo Shabbos bo menucha, the oinik mazeh, it's not shaykh to menucha. There's so much going on, everybody goes through so much struggles, with their own struggles and yena struggles, and Mitzvah Hashem mishvizoche bekorov to mechias amalek, he's trying to break us apart from each other, and all the period we didn't discuss this, but when did Esav have a shlita on the Beis HaMikdash, stuck in the second Beis HaMikdash? Who destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash? Rome. Who's Rome? Rome is Amalek. Rome is Edoim. And why was it destroyed? It was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is the opposite of a Beis HaMikdash. If the Sinas Chinam is Klal Yisrael, you want to be Dafka? Dafka want to be Dafka? I should be done, you Yehidim, says the Rebbe Shalom. I'm giving you the opportunity to be the Heosvah Agid Lachem, to be Mamtik Od Yaver. You want Sinas Chinam, you Dafka want to be done as Yehidim. So then you don't need the Beis HaMikdash. The whole Beis HaMikdash was to bring in all the Pundik Echot. You don't want to bring in the Pundik Echot. You want to have Perud, Mefuzim, Mefirot. That's when Haman has a Shlita. Amalek always has a Shlita on Klal Yisrael. When does the Bechina Mefuzim, Mefirot? So that's Roim. Roim, he always has, he tries to break the Achdus. And he dances with the Sinas Chinam. And Rachman and Tzla, Shmi Yuzoich, the whole Klal Yisrael, the Achdus, and everybody should see each other's Mailas. And we should be miskasha all together, one another, and the Eivishter will see Taka, not just in the mitzvah proteus of Shtachmonis Ishtar Eyu, but when Yidin see milus of other Yidin, and every Yid sees how he can learn, one Yid can learn from the other Yid, and the Eivishter sees that we're trying to get together, and you see Mamish B'dayrenu, Ikin Asoyin, Taka Din Asoyin of Sinas Chinam, with these socks, and Yenna socks, and this Levush, and this couple, and that couple, Taka all Shlita, this is all the Shlita of Esav. If every Yid would be, every Yid would be in Zgala, that you can wear a Shtrimel with a Kippah Sruga, as long as you're an Erech Yid, and you can wear such a color clothes and long ones and short ones and everything. So then if everybody would see that we're all trying to be together with Yidin, we're all trying to be this Asva Gidilachem, his Avadah, Avadah, and Avadah, there's no question about it, that we would be Zoycha ready to Moedek and Mechias Amalek. So Zoycha, this Purim should bring us the Ha'orah of all Klal Yisrael together, to be together, to see each other's Milas, and then we'll be the Emesik of Mechias Amalek, because he's just working against us. He wants to be Mekatrik, and he sees the day of Mechias Amalek, he sees the day of Purim Klal Yisrael being so nice to each other. It's terrible. Should we zoche taka to the Tmuna Klolis and to the Rachman Yan Chilinu Yom Shkula Shabbos Mnucha L'chai Elom Meher Gameinu Amen. Sorry for the outburst. Through the year, keep it back. Poor Adar, I suppose. Right, you know, this is a lot of times, right? You just have to say the word in my Shaveva. see the tzaddik ador, that's mamish, every yid, the mile of every yid, the mile of every yid. Perchas Koretzer said, to love a rosha, you have to be a tzaddik. To love a rosha gomo, you have to be a tzaddik gomo. It's not pshat that the tzaddik gomo is naive. It means the tzaddik gomo sees the twin of klolis. And tzaddik gomo sees that we mustn't even look at it. We're not tzaddik and gemurim. So we have to look at, the chazal say, you have to hate the rosha. Why do you have to hate the rosha? Because you see the ra. The Baal HaTanya says in Perek Lamed based in Tanya, you don't hate the Rosha, you hate the Ra. So the Rosha that's hooked onto the Rosha. Right? Yom Kippur and Zgala that every Eid is not Kiva Kodesh. It's the Ra, it's Esau that's hooked onto him. Right? That's the separation. The Sol HaShem, the Sol HaZaz, they look the same. You have to buy them, it has to be the same price. They have to be everything the same. But what happens then? And then we mafrid them. So Pshat is that a Yid is a Choyta, it looks like the Ra and him, look, Mamish, that he's a terrible Yid. And the Tzadik Gomer, by Tzadik Gomer, it's Mizgala, it's not Shem, it's a terrible Yid, Chasim Shom. Is there any such a thing? How strong of a shlita Esav has over this Yid? Yom Kippur, where we take all our veirs and we throw them back onto Esav where they came from, and you get out of here. So then it's Mizgala that every Yid is knocking. So the Tzadik Ador, they see, they have that vision. They see the Ra, and then they see the Yid. But they see how the Ra and the Yid are two entities, so they still love the Yid. And that's how the Perek Dan Lamed Beis in Tanya is Marach. My father saw once the previous Kazal of a Rebbe. A Yid came in and the Rebbe started screaming, "He's a virus, and what if all you have virus and this and that?" And there was the same story, Mamish, with the Baba Sali, and the Yid came in and Baba Sali started screaming, "Get out! A virus, and get out of here!" In the middle of a big thing, and they asked the Baba Sali, "How can you have such a Yid?" Baba Sali said, "I wasn't even talking to the Yid. I saw he did a virus that day, and I saw those a virus coming in with him. I was screaming at those a virus, get out! I didn't even know who the Yid was." And he saw the Malachi Chavala, I don't know what he saw, but he saw Tzadik and Gemurim, they can see how the Yid and the rest is two entities. If it's two entities, that they see the twin of Klolis. When they see the twin of Klolis, then they have a whole different outlook in Klal Yisrael. And that's the twin, that's what we have to work on. And that's what we have to work on Chodesh Adar. Shuzaychem et Hashem, Taka. Hi. Shuzaychem to see that twin of Klolis already. Tamori de Gazach, if we wouldn't have had to connect to the twin of Klolis, in Zichel Lo Nisham Misanein Shal Yisrael, Sarah de Palit. How's it Shaykh? So much you read, you can look at this door, and you can say, ah, simulation, and dus, and yens, and you come in a katrig from A to Z, Achman Atzlan. You can look at the door, and you can say, ah, Bunchla, and so much Torah, and so much Kirim, and so much everything. It just depends which eyes. If you have eyes of a Yid, eyes of a Yid, Nefaket, Yimalam Tzchus, and obviously there's different levels. There's a Yid who's a Choyta Machdis Arabim, and then there's a different level. But for that you have to be a real Rizadigom. But there is a Makuda where there's a Tzmuna Klolis. And in that Tzmuna Klolis, that's always our Hantok. And that's the Helega Yom, and that's the Helega Yom Yom Kippur. Tiyam Kodesh. Kon Kulo Yolam Haba. Esav goes all the way down the rock. What are we throwing down the rock? What are we throwing? We rip him into pieces. So Gemara learns out from Eretz Gzera, and he's got to gather him. He has to slice. You've got to slice him up. He has to fall. You have to throw him off a jagged rock. He has to slice up into pieces. Why? Because he caused period. He sliced. He caused chalakim. He caused chalakim. Midah connect midah. He ends up in many, many chalakim. As many, the more the merrier. As many chalakim as possible. Klal Yisrael remains whole. Klal Yisrael remains a osva gidel lachem as hashiyikra eschem b'achasayomim. And then you can tell Reuven off. And then you can rebuke Shimon and Levi. Then it's not a kinship. Because you're always putting him back into the tomorrow.
Maybe if it's nice that the whole party was because they thought that the Beit HaMikdash wasn't going to be built again. Through that, Esther became the Malka, and then through that, the Beit HaMikdash was not built. Not that it was good, but it was the Beit HaMikdash.
Oh, exactly. The whole thing was the Hiyatsu. So that's the new Baruch culture, the first Leich Knoz is called Yehudim. As soon as you lay chnos is kol Yehudim, then Haman's got no mekatchuk, then Haman's got no kitchuk. Haman's only got a kitchuk, and that's the pshat. When nenim sedosan shlachashvish means that they join the goy shevelt. Joining the goy shevelt means that they eat they're not a nation. They're only a goy. We take care of goy. They're only a goy when they're together. As soon as they become goyish, so then they're yechidim. Then they're Persian citizens. And just like by the goy, everybody's a yochid, and then chas v'shalom, everybody's a yochid. Has to realize that kitchuk. Esther says, Taka Leich Knoes, first bring them together. As soon as you get all the Yidin and the Matzah, the Osva Gidel Chem, then the Eivish will take care of it. The Eivish will take care of it. And that's the whole thing, you know. Of Mechit Tzadik, Gimel Mitzvahs, and it's Tavu B'Knisos and Lore, it's Limnois Melech, Melech is the Leiv Om, Vahi Bishur Melech, Behiz, Asef Rosh Yom, the Melech is Ma'achid Om, and then Mechit Tzadik, and then Bini Bitzvah English. And there's no Mafrid, it's then the Melech, and then there's Bini Bitzvah English. Skoye. Zeichet to live in a town, Eshe Chumelo Yachtov. Tell the Gazach, once thought, like, why has nobody got a kehillah? And the Torah says, you're in Yerushalayim. So everybody's dying in the same shul. Chol Yerushalayim is one shul. It's Isha Chubar Le'yachav. Laman Acha, what's the end of that parak in Tehillim? Right? Samachti v'omim ne'beis Hashem ne'lech, oim des hoi ragleinim sharach Yerushalayim, kir b'noi she'ech, yishasham olu shvotim shifte kol hoidus. The end of that parak, Laman Acha v'rea darban ha'shalom boch. Laman beis Hashem le'keina v'akshu te'il boch. It's Laman Acha v'rea. Yerushalayim is everybody's Acha and everybody's Rea. So one doesn't need its gishmak. Weistois, we don't need a kehillah. We all want kehillah. Okay.